Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome back. This is Pitch Please.
Hello.
The podcast. Hello.
Hello.
The podcast where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. Isn't that right, Tom?
That is right, Alex. Thank you for dragging me into this real quick.
So yeah, also with me today is we actually only have two developers with us.
Oh,
that's
no.
As usual, as always, Chris.
Hello, I'm Brunch Club developer and body double for The Rock, Chris Yules.
No, you're not. That one I don't believe.
It takes an hour to think of this.
The other ones, I believe. That okay. One.
I've never seen The Rock. It could be
exactly.
Spot on.
I just put a ball cap on.
Developer
CG
number two
stand-in.
Is James.
Hi, I'm James. Glurp developer.
Yeah,
drink
more glurp.
Why do you stumble over that intro?
Why do you forget?
I don't really know. It's like imposter syndrome. I guess I'm a developer. Sure.
And thirdly, we have a special guest, which is Boof.
Hi.
The lovely
Hi.
Boof.
Hello.
Boof, who are you? Boof. What do you do?
Oh, you put me on the spot a bit there.
Not a game developer.
Not a game developer.
No, we can clarify that one straight
yeah,
away.
Yeah, that's. I've got a list of things that I'm not.
We can go through that if you want.
That's fine, yeah.
What's next? What are you not?
Not a dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fairly straightforward. There was a bit of a rocky time with my teens.
The great thing is this is an audio medium, right? So it's hard to tell. Boof, not a dog.
Yeah,
I'm
true.
Not a dog also. I think you can clarify that one. Chris?
I can't. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Wayne the Dog Johnson.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you?
I'm a Twitch streamer. I mainly focus on retro games.
Okay.
And I count retro as 15 years in the past and older.
Okay.
That's
okay,
not,
so
but
not
that's
so you're going
that's like
PS2.
2004.
PS2 is
PS2
20
counts.
Years old now.
Yeah, yeah, PS2 was
yeah.
20.
So wait, yeah, 2005. Earlier.
God, yes.
So what came out in 2005?
You're catching up with PS3.
I know.
You're new there.
It's scary,
Jesus.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Man, so have you got an idea for us today?
You want to go straight into it?
Well,
oh my God.
Well, what we usually do is Dom, our resident person. No, Tom normally describes us entering his pitch hole.
The alacrity of my pitch hole.
And then we get the idea. We won't put you through that.
No, I mean, do you want a pitch hole? Do you want your own little pitch hole?
I would love it.
Okay. Boof. We're all standing outside. You're quite well decorated. Fairy lights. There's.
I'm glad you noticed how well decorated it is.
Man.
Recently dusted.
What a really nice, well-cleaned pitch hole you have.
So much, Tom. I take pride in my pitch hole.
He's cringing.
I don't like this at all.
There's goop candles.
Goop candles. There's some gravel in the corner. What's that for? I'll never tell. And there you stand. Your arms wide.
My arms wide. I'm welcoming.
Welcoming.
Welcome.
We barely
welcome.
See you in the corner. You're so short. But
it's a very big hole.
Arms agape.
Arms agape in your...
Legs akimbo.
And legs akimbo.
In your wide open pitch hole.
Welcome. Come along
We can
in.
See your pitch hole very well.
It's well lit. It's
warm.
Bright.
It's warm.
It's
warm.
Smells a bit funny.
Yeah. It smells like running outro.
It's quite homely in your pitch hole.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it. Would you like tea?
Yes,
please. I have French fancies.
Do you?
Yeah.
Have you got any Lady Grey?
I do have some Lady Grey, especially for James.
Best
yeah.
Tea. Best fruity tea ever.
Best tea.
I've never heard of it
a little
until
bit fruity.
Now.
Until
a little
about
bit
5 minutes
lady.
Ago.
Yeah. Right, well, we're all sat around, gathered in your little table.
On
the
little bean bag.
It's a really, really
with some
small
fruity
table.
Tea. A tiny
it's
table.
It's a tree stump, okay?
Okay, we're all awkwardly like gathered around trying to...
You say it's a pitch hole. It's just a bush down the bottom of the
it's
garden.
Just, it's just like a hole in a tree.
Yeah.
And we're all sort of really awkwardly like hanging over the door.
There's a woodlouse.
But trying to be polite about it. Like, yeah, this is a really nice... But yeah,
yeah,
great.
Really homely. Lovely, like, yeah. Oh, this
Made
is nice.
Looking disheveled. Thank yeah. you.
You fit perfectly.
Thank you very much for coming.
Anyway... We're here, surrounding your pitch hole that we can't quite get into.
It's fine, I'll show
you. And you deliver us your game idea.
Yes.
Which is?
Which is, All right, I haven't got a name.
Oh, no, that's fine.
We always come up with a name.
Yeah.
And we'll also inject a celebrity in there somehow.
Please do. We already know where we can insert this celebrity.
Gwyneth is coming out later.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Where is she inserting herself? We'll never know.
Everywhere.
It's a management sim.
Okay.
But the management sim is of the human body.
Oh, right.
You've got to keep this human body alive. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to say there are little people that you can move around. Because did you ever grow up with, did you ever see, okay, it was on After CFAX, about 6:30 a.m. in the 90s, there was a cartoon, I think it was Spanish, called How My Body Works.
Or wait, so a 6:30 a.m. Spanish TV show After CFAX. Like, no, that's, I can't say I should see it.
I've never been up at 6:30.
This really, really influenced my life, okay? I'll show you it sometime.
What do you mean after CFAX? CFAX was just a thing that you pressed a button on your TV and you got it, right?
It used to run all night.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
It's like
after scheduled programming.
Yeah, and
ended.
It was like classical music and stuff.
It's just CVS and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
There's
little men running around the body and they're going, oh no, we've got to get the...
He shat himself.
We've got to get the platelets to the cut or he's going to bleed out.
Oh my God.
So it's educational.
It's educational.
Yeah. Okay. Was it actually extremely dark as well?
No, I think I might have made that one up.
Okay. I kind of like... I really like this idea. In my head, it's sort of Age of Empires with white blood cells.
Yes.
I was imagining RimWorld. Instead of colonists in a dilapidated, horrible little civilization, you've got blood cells around the heart.
Exactly. And here's the thing, right? But you have to manage the body as a whole.
Mm.
So you can automate, things are generally automated, but you have to go in and go, hang on a minute, he's got a tummy ache. What's wrong there? And you have to go into the stomach and go, all right, that's acid reflux, or that's a stomach ulcer.
Get this man a Rennie.
We need a Rennie stat. You can fix it by like directing people around and stuff, or you have to spend points accrued on going to the doctor. Nobody wants to do that.
So, are you able to influence like the brain?
Yeah.
Or is the body, does he have his own free will, and you just have to react to the stuff that he gets involved with? This person you're controlling.
This person, I think he has free will. You're just like the autonomous systems within,
inside. Okay.
Within,
well, not
body.
Autonomous.
Not
you
autonomous
have to,
because that's my job.
That's you. You are the
that's
autonomy.
Me.
That's
I
you.
Am the nervous system.
So you're never having any direct control over the motor functions of this.
No,
this
purely
person.
Reactional.
But you could if you wanted to.
You
could go
you
up to the brain and just poke a lobe.
And I'll
just give him a fit.
Jump in front of a bus.
Just for fun.
I think that would be great because you could have you already have a day night cycle, right? So at nighttime, you can, you know, you're on a little bit of a downturn, so you can run repairs. But say, oh, it's Friday. He's going out drinking, right? So everything's then impaired.
Yes.
Or he ends up in an accident. So you have to do like major damage control. You're like, oh, fuck. Like,
yeah. Oh, I love
why
the
is
idea.
His bone sticking out of his arm?
I love the idea that if you head up to the brain, you can see the schedule of this guy.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, Monday and Tuesday, he's not doing much. He's just like going to work. But Wednesday, oh my God, he's getting on a flight. And there's a load of sick people on the plane.
He's going to get a cold and we're going to have to manage this.
So
and
like, prepare the immune system.
You know that like that day is when you need to have more white blood cells by.
Well, what if you were to just like, if you can't control this person, but if there was just like a little screen in the corner, like a little window into this is what he's doing.
Yeah,
so you just see him.
I like
you
the
can actually see him walking around.
You would go up to the eyeballs and you would see first person through what they're doing. You've got to figure out, oh, that looks like a bar. Oh, no. Oh, there's a beer coming up.
And then the schedule changes. Now he wants to go and get pierced.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here comes the kebab. The liver's screaming down there going, no!
Yeah, but then him getting drunk would impair your, like...
Your guys.
Your actions and stuff. Yeah. So you'll get them to do something and it'll be like, 30% of the time, they don't listen to your order.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, so you have to just...
They go to the wrong place.
They go to the wrong place or they do the wrong... They start like... And if you... We were talking about the whole the white blood cells thing. If you overproduce, I don't know, you have a threshold. Because if you overproduce white blood cells, it's very dangerous for your body.
Yeah, right.
Infection.
So like you could have that side of management as well, where you have to be like, right, let's flush you guys out and get rid of you, do that. But then something random might happen where you needed those white blood cells and you... Now you're unprepared.
Yeah.
Like so adrenaline and stuff. Like you can't expend all of your adrenaline or you're going to be knackered.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, add modifiers And then in my head went, diabetes.
Well, no, that's what I was thinking, right? So in RimWorld, you've got the world that you can place your camp on, right? But as you move the cursor around, it shows up like different temperatures, different weather formats, different climates, things like that. So there's a load of different modifiers in where you place your camp in RimWorld. So I'm thinking maybe before you start the game, the body that you're in is like different every time.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, this is like a child. Like, what does a child get up to? And you have to sort of think about, like, okay, a kid's going to go to a birthday party. Oh, my God, we need to solve that.
Why is he licking the wall?
He's eaten so much cake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's eaten
and
so
much. But, like, kids are, like, their immune systems are a bit, like, they can take a bit of a beating, can't they?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe...
Kids in general.
Like, would that be... yeah.
Can they? I feel like 90% of the kids I meet are ill.
It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're
I used to
ill,
do loads.
Not
think
dying.
Of all the, yeah.
True.
All the shit that you used to do when you were a kid that you would never do now that was disgusting.
Anytime like, I come in contact with yeah, me specifically, anytime I come in contact with a kid, they destroy me. Like they just are carriers
I grew up in the Yorkshire Moors, right? And I had a stream running down my back garden. My mom used to tell me off because we'd just sit there and drink the water from the stream. And she'd be like,
oh my God.
You know where that water comes from? There are sheep up on the moors. They're shitting in that. And I was just sitting there with some teacups going.
That comes from the nuclear silo.
We have them all over Yorkshire.
Yeah. Right? I used to make mud pies.
Yeah?
Yeah, mud pies.
What is that?
It's a pie.
Are you just eating mud? That
yeah, essentially.
That's around in mud, don't you?
Yeah. The good thing is that if you start with, you can do progression, right? As they age, it gets harder.
Okay.
So as they become older, their immune system becomes weaker and you find it harder. And then like the end game is death, right?
right.
So you win the game.
How long they can live.
Yeah, it's not, there's no win.
Right.
It's how long, it's like a rogue, it's a management body sim roguelike.
I was envisioning you can have various scenarios. So when you reach the end of a scenario, it's like, okay, now next level. Okay, now this guy is massively overweight and
right. Yeah, you're starting with a 45-year-old with type 2 diabetes. Yeah.
And then you can have campaign mode.
Yeah.
Would you have one human or would you have lots of other different humans? Would each?
You think I could deal with myself, let alone anyone else?
I think there's way too many systems to have multiple.
No, as in, is each level one?
Oh, yeah, they'd be different. I think they'd be different.
You don't
keep
the same human.
Well, there's a campaign, there's a sandbox.
What's what you mean by scenarios?
Yeah,
right?
Scenario, you'd start off as like a 20-year-old, perfectly healthy, like not too hard. And then you start, like your next person, he's a little bit older. You've got a bloke now.
So what's
this person
what's
hasn't got their
mode,
vaccinations.
Then? Oh,
fuck.
Oh, yeah. Hard mode is a child.
That's hard mode.
What would be easy, medium,
super
and hard for these like scenarios? Would it be the kid would be easy because they can take they do lots of shit?
No, I think kids, they've got a strong immune system, but they get ill a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd say a 20 to 25-year-old, fairly good. They've got all of the beginning
right,
bit
okay.
of their life out
yeah,
there.
You've got a 20-year-old vegan who cycles to work every
no,
day.
No, vegetarian. Vegans don't get enough protein.
Vegetarian, then. I'm trying to think of what is like the peak human.
I don't know.
You're saying what vegans are peak humans. You immediately went to vegans.
Ah, no, that helps.
Just look at me.
We need the rock. That's what we need.
Oh, yeah, we've got the body doubled right there.
I feel like, you know, you could have... But then they also have their own issues, right? If you're really buff and stuff, you have to process so much, like all that like protein. If they're doing meat based, obviously you can get protein from.
But if you're super muscly, you have like what you get like thigh rub and stuff as well when you're walking around.
Yeah,
just a thigh rub.
I'm spending so much time on the thighs, I don't have enough time for the lungs.
His thigh wound has opened again.
It's like, oh, sorry, game over. You died. It's like, but the thighs.
The thighs are so good now.
Or you just bled out from your thighs, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh my God.
But I do like the fact that if you get a body and you don't have any control over their actions, but you know their lifestyle.
Yeah.
So you know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's purely reactionary. So it's purely you have to prepare and as soon as something comes in, you're
that's
like,
the nighttime segment, right? Like the
nighttime,
part
I feel
of the game,
like you'll be recovery, right? You can start producing more units. You can start doing this.
Yeah, but I also love the idea of going to different parts of the body to get a report on different things, like going to the brain to get the schedule, getting the eyes to see if they're, you know, getting in a fight or something.
There's some guy beating him up in the sleep.
Just everything's like, no! Shaking about. What's going on?
Look why through the eyes blood? And there's like a fire. Like, oh, fuck.
Body temperature rising.
Yeah. Yeah. What is this? And like mini game, right? Dream sequences. There's your mini game. Yeah. Yeah. The brain at night.
Oh, the brain just starts going crazy.
You have to spam a button not to piss yourself. That's
Alex callback.
Sometimes forgets that he's alive and thinks he's going to piss himself.
You
when he's
just
got
forget
the toilet.
To breathe sometimes when you really concentrate on something.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing, isn't it? Like sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Right? So you might have to be then like, "Quick, go. Breathe, you idiot!"
Breathe. And
like,
oh, shit,
this
sorry.
Guy's a sleepwalker. It's like, yeah,
yeah. So you think you have time to recover, but no, you don't.
But that's what I like about the idea. It's just pure.
Yeah.
Holy shit! I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But you get like. A rough idea of their lifestyle. You go, this guy has this medical problems. So you go, okay, I can expect this stuff.
Yeah.
So from previous experience, I know that I need to prepare this, and this for, or like, roughly these things are going to happen.
Yeah.
But also, there's a mix of randomness in there. But you fell in a river last night.
I think also, like, that's...
You have hypothermia now.
I think, like, the idea that a lot of the body doesn't know what's actually happening on the outside is a really interesting... Like, your body temperature suddenly rising, but like the body doesn't know that that you're on fire or that your house is on fire.
Sorry, I fell in a river. I don't know why.
That's possible. People fall in rivers.
I know it.
We're in Bristol.
People fall in rivers all the time.
Yeah, they do.
So so that might happen, right? What if your body fell into a river, but like
you don't know that.
Yeah, you're just getting the report through of all this stuff happening, like your body's going into shock.
No, I don't think you
no
do
idea.
Get reports. That's the thing. I think stuff just starts happening.
Well, no, that's
and
what
the
I mean,
chaos
but like,
of it, you have to like, you have to look through the
crazy.
Eyes and you're like, wait, what the hell? It's underwater.
Yeah, exactly.
What's happening?
Yeah, or do
that
you
Lewis?
Do you want to... But like, yeah, do you want to take the time to actually look through the eyes and figure out what's happening, or do you just need to focus
react.
On the problems at hand? Yeah, do you just need to react to it?
Yeah, I feel like reaction is... Well, that's all the body can do is react to certain situations that go on.
So, because it doesn't know what life is.
I'd be like, oh, you're cold. And we just a button that says, shiver. And you're like, shiver.
It's like you hit the adrenaline button and it slows time down. So you have like more time to respond.
Yeah.
I like that.
So is
you,
it.
Oh, you go.
Oh, I was going to say, how do you imagine the body looks to the
yeah,
player?
Yeah, that's what
I was going to say. Is it like.
Operation.
Is it like. Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time? Are you controlling one person that goes up ladders and. You can see the whole without hitting the mic.
How does that game work? Sorry,
what is
so Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time? You're controlling a little spaceship, and you've got little consoles and weapons and shields, and you
FTL
control
style.
One FTL maybe. I can't really remember, but you control one person, and you have to like react and go to different places in the spaceship to fly and shoot the lasers and move the shield around. And
do you control multiple people in that, or is it one
it's
person?
Co-op? So you
oh right,
have,
okay. That sounds cool.
So mine,
essentially it's a really
like
fun
that,
game.
But FTL, but instead of an outline of a ship, outline of a body.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
Well, that's like, there was this game that came out after Plague Inc. I've forgotten the name of it because it's that good. I played it quite a lot. Like,
Pandemic? No, that's a board game.
It's the board game.
I think there was a game called Pandemic.
Was it Pandemic?
It might have been.
And it was like, there's the human, there's the body, and it's like you clicked on bubbles.
It's not
but
that.
But it was like to kill the guy.
Yeah.
It was like, this one is like, you've got to kill, and then there was Hitler. They had a thing that
what
you
did he say?
You could kill Hitler.
Did he have one ball?
I don't
did they draw the balls?
They didn't draw the balls.
No.
I think we should draw the balls.
We should draw the balls, yeah.
We should definitely have those.
He's having a bath.
You've got to go down to the ballroom and see what's going on.
That's where you have a little dance.
The billiard room, I think we'll call it.
Yeah.
Where's all the blood gone?
Oh,
you don't
no.
want to know.
Let's look through the eyes. Oh,
no.
Jesus.
So it's either you're controlling loads of different blood cells or Maybe we can go quirky and it's just a load of little people, kind of like Inside Out, the film, where
yes,
you've got
yes.
just loads of little people in there. So then you can form an attachment to all the people and you've got like, oh, here's Doris.
You have to name them.
You have to name
them.
Kevin,
they could
the
be like
adrenaline
managers
man.
Of those sectors, perhaps. Like
yeah.
you have the brain.
Well, it's like, in that case,
the...
it's like FTL, right? Where you've got your different characters with different specializations.
Mm. Yeah.
Or maybe it is like you're inside a ship, but you are in a cockpit and there's just a wall of like levers and buttons and you're just like controlling this person from the inside.
Sweating,
that does totally change it.
Yeah. It totally changes it.
But
I like the idea that you would have to go to the foot or something and you're in the brain and you're like, oh my God, I've got to get all the way down there might be some like, I don't know what in the human body, some like veins or something. You can jump in and they like fast travel.
Oh, down nice.
He's got bottom. A thrombosis. We're never going to make it.
Oh, that gout's coming back. Quick, go. But yeah, I like the idea that you might control one person that can send orders.
Yeah.
So you're in there, but then you can be like, my lemmings, go down there, and you can click on a thing. Or...
Oh, I see. So you send orders and you just hope that the AI reacts to it.
Yeah.
Rather than controlling them individually.
Yeah. I think you would say, I need this, send 10 units.
So then
it
almost becomes a little bit like there's like a traffic management mechanic in there, right?
Like
when you're having to make sure that like certain parts, like what, sorry?
Like Mini Metro. Have you played Mini Metro?
Yeah, that
kind
of.
So you set up different lines, but the lines, if you imagine Mini Metro, like the train lines laid out as a human body.
Yeah,
like that kind of thing. Like you can see where blockages. See that? Oh, there's congestion. Ah, this vein is congested. Like
give yourself a triple heart bypass.
Yeah.
But if it's really unhealthy, then it's going to take a long time. Sometimes you can't take the most efficient path to get to a place.
Well, that's the point, right? You're trying to keep this guy as healthy as possible to make it easier for when something big happens. But if you just manage him on a medium scale, where you're just like, oh, he's healthy enough.
Yeah.
Then you're only going to hurt yourself because then it's harder to travel from place to place. Bits are falling off him.
But you can't make...
Oh, he's lost an arm.
You can't make this person healthier. Like maybe if, like, or maybe this is a scenario thing, but you start with each person has a peak physical fitness and maybe their peak physical fitness is like type 2 diabetes, like super overweight, they cut, like they're really struggling to be around, or they don't leave the house, or whatever. I don't know. And
I feel
so
attacked right now.
Sorry, you're super overweight.
You can't force them to be healthier. You can only manage what you have.
Yeah.
That's all you have to deal with. And so, like, that's where it becomes really difficult. Like, if you're working with someone who is already really like unhealthy, you suddenly like it's difficult to get to places. Things react slowly. Like they take longer to heal. Like all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I maybe feel like it is a roguelike because you at the start you generate a body and they have different stats.
Yeah, right? happens every episode.
Well, every game can be made into a roguelike.
Yeah,
but like you generate a body.
Can we get that on a t-shirt?
Yeah,
every game is a roguelike. Slash roguelite.
Yeah, that's someone could use those.
Yeah,
but you generate a body at the start. Be like, hey, this person is 38. They're, you know, overweight a little bit. Their lifestyle is active. They sit at a desk all day, but they, you know, those stats all factor in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, again, you're not trying to make them healthier because that's not really what your body can do. It just has to keep you alive long enough.
Yeah.
Your whole goal is to
just
keep
hang
this
on.
Let's just hang on.
Just
let's
hang on just as long as you can.
Keep going. But obviously they're doing stuff in their life that you can't change.
No.
You just have to deal with it.
No.
Yeah. And like that is I really like that as a mechanic that you just like, these are the cards I've been dealt.
Yeah. Well, that's the sandbox mode, right? Whereas scenario mode, maybe they're people over in different places of time. So you're like a Victorian child,
oh, look,
a chimney sweep,
a little farmer
badass.
Boy in there.
Yeah.
And then in the future, you can get a cyber arm or something.
Yeah. In the future, it's super easy. Oh, but maybe the cyber arm doesn't connect with the body properly.
It's just going off and doing its own
thing. Well, no,
maybe the host.
It's like rejection. So you then have to fight against like the cyber like blood cells.
Like Cable from X-Men.
Yes.
As his body's slowly been taken over by his cyber arm.
Yeah.
And
you
know the backstory there.
And you're trying to work with the cyber arm, but then there's a negotiation between you and the cyber arm.
And it becomes like Ace Attorney.
And there's like an intermediary. It's like one blood cell talks to a robotic blood cell and goes, can you go and do that? And they'll be like, bleep, bleep. Maybe.
What if we took over the rest of the body? You know, we're so much more superior to you. And you're like,
the
Borg.
Like the Borg, you've got to fight assimilation from your own arm.
Yeah, people start putting in different, you get like vision implants and like, it's not just like an arm, but like eventually someone, as we get, because that's what's happening anyway, right? People are putting implants in and we're becoming more like...
Yeah, it's happening right now, actually.
No, but genuinely, like I've seen articles
under this
about
table.
This.
What was Elon Musk's, like, he's got these...
Yeah, that.
Oh, the
that
little brain,
thing.
Brain little wires.
Brain.
Yeah. So there's a few wires and they attach it to certain parts of your brain. And then it just picks up the electrode, but you can also pulse.
You can use your phone by thinking.
There's the chap that can smell through an implant, like it's like synesthesia, so you can see see color.
Sorry, the hand movement you did made it look like he's got some sort of hose attached to the side of his head, and he just puts it up against things. Goes, oh, that's nice.
I can't remember the guy's. That's good. Put it in the show notes.
I know how that works. I have synesthesia, but it's like color sound. So like sounds have colors.
Wow.
But
So he, I think he's like, I can smell an orange through like the color. It's yeah. really, it's really interesting.
Because sounds do have smells same, too. To
same
me.
Color and smell.
Really?
Yeah.
How does this smell?
It smells quite musky.
Okay. I'll take musky. Okay. So yeah, and also I guess you could also have like going way back when medicine, like you've got in his schedule, it's like, oh, need to attach a load of leeches to my body to fix this thing. You know, it doesn't
got the
work.
Plague.
Yeah, got the plague. Yeah,
your body doesn't know that that's happening.
No, no. You're just losing a lot of blood. Just
going, that's what, I mean, like doctors, before people actually knew what medicine was, like the way they used to deal with most things, which is bleeding people,
yeah,
right?
Bloodletting.
I read like this really interesting article last week about, it was a list of deaths in the last year in London in like, I don't know, the 1800s or something.
Lovely line
I read. That list.
Some of them were, yeah, there was things like, yeah, the causes of death were things like, one of them was like planets.
Planets. It's yeah, like, and what does that even mean?
There's some really what? Weird planets? Names. There was like the rising of the lights, which is basically oh, yeah, breathing.
I've seen that.
Problems
yeah,
with breathing.
Yeah. That's how I want to go.
The rising of the lights.
I want to go
that
by
was
planets.
Like TB, I think. Planets right. was things like, I think it was stuff to do, because, you know, they believe like
the
movement
of
the planets would affect people's sanity.
So oh, I think so they were saying like, astronomy killed them.
Yeah, they were killed by astronomy. Or they were like, it was before we knew anything about like how
science.
People's minds work. Yeah. And they were like, this person's insane. The planets.
Ah, Mercury is in retrograde. That explains
well,
it.
Women always had hysteria.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
they always
times
did,
never changed.
They oh, God.
Okay, so now do you want to do a recap of like what your vision of the game currently is? I feel like it's exactly the same as it was because the idea was solid to begin yeah. with.
Thank you.
But yeah. do you want to, now that we've
we
sort of talked about
Tom.
It a bit,
can we sort that out? Just get rid of Tom entirely? Because his ideas are
shit. I can stay
yeah, but he has
listen.
So many of them.
That's true.
Things.
Yeah, there's some gold in
I'm
there.
I'm sure we'll get a hit one day.
One?
Someone's already made John Quick Hardslinger, that's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so what is this as yeah as yet untitled game currently? I think it's still what you said
it's
at the start,
exactly
right?
It's still exactly what I said at the beginning.
Perfect. There's the recap.
I mean,
normally the games go in rapid different directions that we have to do a recap like three times an episode.
You're quite guilty now. We're going to
But it's not essentially, okay. It's a management game where you're managing the human body.
The human
yeah. right?
body.
But purely reactionary. You don't have any influence over the body.
Yeah. yeah. And you can look through the eyes to see what he's currently up to. You can look at the brain to see the current schedule. And also, that's the sandbox mode. But the scenario mode is people through time, but also people of different ages and people with different things.
Now, hear
wrong
me
with
out.
Them. Okay.
Gonna change it up.
Say if like a big event happens, like you suddenly get a major flu, right?
Right.
Very topical.
Yeah.
Sure.
Two types of styles. You can either go the total war route with blood cells,
right?
White blood cells versus like, you know,
infection,
full on
like viruses. Like
yeah.
White blood cell units, and there's different ones.
So, okay,
or
so there's
Pokemon
actually a battle.
Style battle.
Oh, so there's actually combat.
I think
in this
maybe,
game.
Like,
oh,
but for big
events,
and
things,
like
yeah.
you get a big infection.
Yeah,
or something,
I guess there does
you then
need
go
to be
full on total war style.
Something.
You're inside
a
like a pancreas, style. And it's just that's your arena.
I think it's Final Fantasy Tactics.
Okay.
It's on a grid based. It's XCOM.
Oh, XCOM.
XCOM is, yeah.
Yes.
So you've got your characters. And then they take cover behind, like, I don't know, bigger blood cells.
Yeah.
This is
veins,
where you can
muscle.
Spend your points to go to the doctor and get antibiotics, which are extra.
Yeah. And
oh, yeah, we haven't even covered that yet, the points system.
Yeah, I wanted to have, like, a point system, like, just that you accrue points that you can spend.
It would be like Plague Inc, right? Where
yeah,
you mutate. So you can't really spend points, but your body can be like, okay, you can assimilate foreign like bodies 10% quicker. Or you can, you know, detect foreign bodies.
Or if you...
Like your detection or...
Like I think, you know, maybe like a random thing, like it's your birthday, get 50 points.
Okay.
Oh,
nice.
Like, so what? Like, placebo points.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
You made
yeah.
it to your next birthday is yeah. the reward.
You got over yeah. the Black Plague. 10 points.
Yeah, 10?
Like, yeah. 50 for birthday, 10 for...
Honestly, birthdays are pretty special.
Hey, Black yeah, Plague okay. is curable.
Right.
There was a case last year.
At the moment, the way you can kind of... You can't really win the game. You can just last as long
you never
as,
win.
You, as you can.
It's
right?
like life. You never win. You just
so
keep going
any kind
as long as you can until the end.
Any kind of competitive or leaderboard element, it's just last as long as you can. Oh, I made this guy last until his 60s and he's he's had really bad diabetes for all of his life. And this, so you maybe, is it just like you accrue points?
Yeah, I think you could do points.
You could do a score.
Well, no, yeah, but I mean, but that's what I mean. Like, do you just get points the longer you're alive?
No, so I think in the scenario mode, it's easily trackable. Like if you've got, you know, diabetes guy, you manage to keep him, if you keep him the higher end of the healthy scale for longer, you get more points than someone who made it to the end, but he was generally unhealthy.
So you can use, you can use length, and then like anything that goes against you is a multiplier. So you go, he's got diabetes. Okay, that gives me a however many times, because everyone in the scenario would have the same scenario, right?
Oh, wait, so can you make your own level?
I feel like, no, but I feel like, so scenarios should be pre-built. So everyone has, like, level two for you is the same as level two for me.
Right.
And then we can score against that. And that's how you do the replayability aspect.
Okay.
To get the best score. But everything that is wrong with him is a multiplier for how long you make him last.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Because that's the stuff going against
you. So the more stuff that racks up, the harder it is, the more points you're getting. But you can spend those points and it...
Wait,
but I think that the point system should be different.
No, I'm talking about score.
Score, but like points you could...
Stat boosters, right?
Yeah. Like if we're going back to like combat and stuff, maybe you win. So if you fight off a cold, you gain points from doing that, which you can then use the next time you get this. If you get the flu, you can then spend that to go to the doctors.
I think the white blood cells should level up. I think so like in FTL where they've got they start as like statless chumps, but you send them to do piloting, they slowly evolve piloting the skills. So in this, if you send a blood cell to do a lot of combat, then his combat skill increases. And that one blood cell gets better and better, whereas this one who's like looking through the eyes a lot or is constantly reporting from the brain.
Is this a turret defense game
that's
now?
Different that's different types of blood cells. Red blood cells don't fight.
I don't think you...
White blood cells fight. They don't then go around
I'm still
your
on
body.
Like the quirky little characters that you've got names for.
And yeah, I know, but that would be more like neurons firing, right? So you play as the neurons... Right.
I think you're thinking too much about
white
it.
Blood cells Neville neuron needs red blood cells, and they need like plasma and all those things. So, do you have like support units for your white blood cells?
I also feel like,
can they just not move? They're just dumb. And
I don't know enough about the human body.
I was about to say none of us are using our GCSE biology.
Videos from my childhood right now. I've got so much to teach.
And they're all in Spanish.
Come on.
Oh man,
I don't know Spanish.
I think not stat boosters, and you can't level up your individual cells.
No, it'd be as I said earlier with the whole, you can detect foreign bodies 5% faster and it'll just ping an alert and you'll be like, there's an open wound in the right arm, and then you'll be like, oh fuck. So you have to, you know, go over there and you send everything over there.
You could have skill tree or like leveling up elements if you were to have like commanders or anything. Like you said, like, you know, like the inside out people.
Yeah, I was imagining you've not got red blood cells, white blood cells, neurons, things like that. You've just got people that do
they handle
things
all the
in the body.
Stuff. I think that's
they send the blood cells out, but they're like, you know, maybe they're people, maybe they're just fun little.
So it's like generals.
Characters. Yeah, and they have their ability
squadron of.
It's called Once Upon a Time Life. Right.
Okay.
Once upon a time life. Let me.
Is that a false? Is it so, once upon a time .. life?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's a guy.
Oh,
that,
this is very dated.
The guy that lives in the brain, and he's like ordering.
Surrounded by control panels.
Yeah.
Like some sort of.
He's got antennas.
He's got
penis for a nose.
He's got penis for a nose. Very old man. And then there's.
Oh, look at him.
A nice little character. There's a stomach.
Okay, this looks like the kind of thing. Do you know when if you're at school and like the teacher wheels in an old CRT TV, and everyone's like, "Sit down now, it's educational TV hour."
I think that's someone smoking. You see?
Oh no!
So he's smoking. So they're going across a river, not a very healthy looking river.
We're watching. I don't know what we're looking at.
it's also
education.
It's all in Spanish.
I turned out fine. And it's like the stomach.
Oh, there you go.
Is this how you imagine the game? Kind of cartoony, quite colourful?
Definitely colourful, but there's also like an anime
like
recently. There was an anime recently, I've forgotten what it's called. It's like, but it's a similar sort of thing.
Okay.
And it's just anime. I mean,
well, lovely explanation.
Just anime.
When you first described it, it reminded me, I straight away went to that episode of Rick and Morty with the...
That's what I was thinking as well, yeah.
Theme park inside his
body. Right, yeah.
Like those kind of looking people. Do you know the guy So John Oliver voices the head of the theme park.
He's like a little germ boy. Amoeba man.
Yeah, so that's how they look in my head.
Amoeba boys are just... I feel like they should have their individual stats, because then you've got little Kenny who's going up. He's really good at patching wounds. Oh, Kenny, you're nowhere near the wound at this point. We're going to have to send down Doris. Doris, you're not great at patching wounds, but you're in the area.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
okay, but then Pokemon-style fighting?
No.
I still think the XCOM...
The XCOM sounds pretty exciting.
So you'd send off your team of...
How are you imagining the Pokemon? Describe that.
So imagine Pokemon-style fighting.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
But not Pokemon. And they're little germ boys.
Little germ
so
boys.
So you'll just fight, so it's just one germ versus one other germ.
Well, you can have doubles.
Germ on germ action.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. And then obviously, sure. You know, you have your attacks. You can level them up and they get higher stats, higher attacks.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm a level 20
Again,
germ
just
going against this level one cold.
For me,
that takes me out of the, I want to see everything at once. I want to be managing the body and I don't want to focus on like one battle. I'm focusing on like everything at once.
Would it not pause while you're in battle?
Yeah. No, I mean it would, yeah. But
does it?
But does it?
Does yes. it? You have to manage the combat at the same time. He's fallen down. He's currently falling down a long slope. You get into combat with open wound, and then suddenly another open wound opens up. Like, oh my god!
I feel like that's part of it, isn't it? It's like you're trying to manage multiple things at once. So if you're focused on one battle, or maybe they. Do you have Pokemon-style battle, but there's like six of them on the screen at once?
Well, that's why I went with Total War originally. Right. But the next one makes sense as well.
Total War, yeah. But like, the arena is like
a lot of... Because there's cells, right? There are millions of them. Mm-hmm. So I think that gives you the most scale sense.
Are they millions or are we little people?
Well, no, as in like, if you play Total War? Have you played? Okay,
no,
but you know the scale of Total War. Have you seen like, the scale?
No, I haven't.
Like, you can have like 2,000 units each on a screen.
Yeah.
And you control them in squads.
Right.
So you click on archers and you can move them all 1-0.
But in the overworld, you're not controlling 10,000 units. You're controlling
one little man.
It's presented as one archer in the overworld. But then when you get into combat, that one archer is actually 60 archers. So you're moving groups in like that. So Total War could work.
Is it like Ninja Gaiden or something? I don't know.
I know.
Imagine like Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. Dynasty Warriors.
With
Ninja
Gaiden.
Little Germ Boys.
All the same game.
Oh my God. I've got it.
Have you? Is this the name of the game? Yeah. Oh God.
It's really fucking
It's
going to
be a pun.
It was just.
What is it?
Don't Die Nasty Warriors.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Don't Die Nasty Warriors.
I mean, it's not what I had in mind.
Featuring Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Don't
DLC,
Die Nasty Warriors.
Yeah, well, I was thinking the doctor from Horrible Bodies or whatever it's called.
Oh, dear.
What is that?
Embarrassing
bodies.
Dr. Christian.
Dr. Christian Jessen. I met him once in London.
Did you show him the thing?
Yeah, I showed him.
No, he was just dong out.
He was just walking around and just picking up people and just being like, oh, look at this fucking horrible picture. And everyone was like vomiting by the side of the road. And at one point, my hand graced his and I never felt dirtier. Because I know what that guy's gotten up to.
Yeah.
He's diddled the worst of them.
Diddled the worst.
Maybe diddled is not the greatest terminology you use there. That's a great hand gesture for a podcast.
He just fiddled a really gross sack.
Right.
And I touched that hand.
Oh.
And that made me feel real.
I think he does wash, though.
Yeah, you say that. Have you ever seen him wash in the show? I haven't.
He always sniffs his fingers.
Have you seen, you know, like the bits where they cut between like patients and they've always got a hand covered in lube for some reason? It's
That's a mini game.
Oh,
slow motion.
What was that game that was the same game that you spun the wheel of STDs?
Wow.
Yeah. We need to find the name of that game. It is the body simulator one.
There you go. That's another factor.
Going back to
right?
this game,
you can start with STDs.
You see the bad X-rays, right? Someone's inserted or sat on.
Oh yeah, foreign body detective.
So it's going to be Buzz Lightyear, just
foreign body. Just we've got to go push that out. Sorry, tangent.
Boy's Buzz Lightyear doing down here.
That was a genuine story.
No, I know.
I like the fact you just get the alert foreign body detected and you just scroll down and you just see a silhouette and you're like, why is it moving?
Oh no. Yeah, okay. Well, man, I think that is a great idea. I think it's getting feature creepy, like we always get, where it's getting creepy. A RimWorld management game style.
Oh my god.
Game.
RimWorld. I love the fact all I said was RimWorld and gave a look and everyone knew where I was going.
you just called it are we just calling it RimWorld now?
No, we can't steal that.
I think the only element that seemed to be starting to get away with itself is the combat. The combat looks like it could be a whole other thing.
I think it needs combat. Like, it needs the combat needs
but it
work.
Should be, but it
needs,
yeah, it should it, be simplified.
It does need the sense of scale that the body has. Because just because it's small doesn't mean it's not
vast.
Like bustling with life.
Yeah.
But basically we have a management sim where you manage the human body. Yep. The aim is to keep the body as alive or as long as possible.
Mine's barely alive.
You accrue points by fighting off germs.
Foreign body detected.
I love how alive is not binary to you.
Mostly alive.
I'm so alive right now.
On the scale of alive, I'm a six.
and that's the game.
That's it.
It sounds pretty straightforward, but also like quite complicated, like management games usually are.
Don't die, nasty warriors.
We still don't really have a name.
I think don't die, nasty warriors is a great
don't
game.
Die, nasty
but that
warriors.
Assumes
yeah.
the combat
catchy.
Is okay. kind of like dynasty
combat
warriors.
Does sound like the focus. However, I think that you can't ignore a great pun.
Sure. Okay.
It's called Bio Inc. Redemption.
Oh yeah, that's
it. Like
sequel
that.
To Red Dead.
Yeah, you see like a silhouette of a man, and
he's got a.
Oh, you are the illness, aren't you? And you're just trying to.
Okay.
Yeah, you're trying to fuck him up.
So we are direct competition to them.
Yeah,
in both senses.
Well, so we're not the. Yeah, we're just defending this stuff. Okay. Well, this week we only have two devs, so we're going to have to talk about our opinions as well.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, so the stat is: would you make it?
Yeah.
You would make it.
Can you?
I really like the idea. There's a lot of difference between would and then
we never delve into the can you make it.
Yeah, but I really want it now.
It does sound great.
We have to assume that Chris
mod
can make
FDL.
It. Let's just say.
I think you owe me this much by now, Chris.
No, I've done it. You made me very ill.
VR.
Oh, yeah. I've done enough episodes of this to know that would make is not the same as will make.
It's not a binding contract.
No, but you would make it. Would you play it?
Yeah.
Okay. James, would you make it? Would you play it?
I think I would make it. I think there's a lot of cool stuff you could design and the management system, all the menus, the actual germs.
Yeah.
Would I play? I don't like management games, so I don't think I would.
So on a personal level, you wouldn't play
put
it?
Put your name on a list.
But you like.
Sorry.
But you like the idea of it.
But I really like the idea. I think people would love it.
So I would love to play a management game like this. However, the balance needs to be just right. If it's too tough, then I'm just going to think the game is bullshit and never play it like Darkest Dungeon. But if it's RimWorld where it feels, RimWorld, does it feel fair? No, it doesn't. But I'd absolutely play it. Would I make it? Can't.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm not a game dev.
I mean, that's exactly the same for me.
You'd play it?
I would definitely play it. Yeah. I think I love, I'm terrible at management games, but I like them. And I think what's
I'm
good about this
at
is this, like the relentless feeling of you can never. You can't win in the sense of like all you have to eventually this person is going to die. They're going to get some kind of illness. You can't fight anymore, even if it's just old age, and then that's it. But that element of it feels quite exciting. I think that could make a really good game. So
my character lived to 150. Amazing.
I feel like you should also have to name them.
Well, the character.
Yeah.
They don't
just
have
so you get this a personal attachment, and when they they go, it hurts.
Pete's dead.
Yeah. Pete, what are you doing? You're falling in a river.
Share with Twitter.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us, Booth. Thank you for your lovely idea.
That was great. That was
good.
Really
good. Yeah, that was brilliant. Thanks, Chris and
if you've got any more ideas for us, if you'd like to submit your ideas, we love doing fan episodes.
Yes.
The one that we've done so far, then send it into at PitchPlusPod. Pitch,
I feel like we need to explain
vowels,
this
pod
every week. The reason that the pod has O in it is because otherwise it sounds like Pitch Please Police Department.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds, it sounds really
so cool.
But misleading.
So yeah, please submit your ideas if you've got any. And also watch twitch.tv/boof
yeah!
underscore.
Nice. No.
How do you spell it? I don't know why I assumed there was an underscore.
Because everyone else has one.
Yeah. Sips has one. Yeah. Ravs has one.
B-O-U-P-H-E.
B-O-U-P-H-E.
Yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter. At B-O-U-P-H-E.
With all the vowels.
All the vowels.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.